From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. This week finds Vice President Dick Cheney in the spotlight. On Thursday, he and President Bush will testify in front of the 9/11 Commission. Tomorrow, the U.S. Supreme Court will consider whether Cheney must release details of his energy task force meetings. And today, Vice President Cheney was out front on the campaign trail, going after Democratic challenger Senator John Kerry.
In his years in Washington, Senator Kerry has been one vote out of 100 in the United States Senate. And fortunately, on matters of national security, he was usually in the minority. But the presidency is an entirely different proposition. The president always cast the deciding vote. And the senator from Massachusetts has given us ample grounds to doubt the judgment and the attitude he brings to bear on vital issues of national security.
Looking to the events of this week, we turn to a reporter who regularly covers Vice President Cheney, Newsweek correspondent Michael Isikoff. Michael, thanks for being with us.
Good to be with you.
As one columnist pointed out today, Vice President Cheney is playing several roles, Supreme Court petitioner, foreign policy strategist, and campaign warrior, all in the same week. It's an extraordinarily high-profile week for a man who's known for working in seclusion.
It certainly is, but Cheney does wear some very different hats in this administration, many different important hats. The attacks on Kerry is sort of a traditional one for vice presidents as attack dogs, surrogates for presidents in political campaigns. But the other matters you mentioned are more tailored to Cheney's very unique role in this administration. The Supreme Court arguments tomorrow relating to the Energy Task Force, they are emblematic of Cheney as the person who's argued most forcefully for uninhibited executive powers, and it really turns on the issue of executive privilege.
Well, put that in context for us. Lay out really the basic facts of the case.
The basic facts of the case is this task force was created in the early days of the administration to formulate an energy plan, and it came under attack very early from critics who said they were meeting in secret and formulating a important public proposal without consultation from anybody who might be critical or skeptical of the energy lobby's agenda for this proposal. It almost has a sort of quaint aspect today because the fact is it was never enacted. The task force itself has been disbanded. But the principle that Cheney advocated, executive privilege, prerogatives for the executive branch to meet in secret and get advice in secret, has been sort of a mantra for the administration that has carried through many of the issues that took on greater importance after, of course, September 11th.
Well, what comes across in this Energy Task Force case and in a series of recent books detailing the inner workings of the White House and even looking ahead to the President and the Vice President's testimony before the 9/11 Commission is that this is an administration, and specifically a Vice President, who really values privacy.
Yet there's also a tremendous irony in this. As a result of investigations by the September 11th Commission and the administration's attempt to ward off some of its critics, it has ended up releasing enormous amounts of information that we've never seen before.
Now, the upcoming testimony before the 9/11 Commission will once again cast a spotlight on Vice President Cheney's involvement in the White House buildup to the Iraq War. What was Cheney's role, and what might the commissioners hope to learn from Vice President Cheney and President Bush in their appearance?
Well, these are the sort of climactic interviews for the commission in trying to chart what Bush administration and White House policy were in the days prior to September 11th. The White House has said that Vice President Cheney set up a commission to deal with the threat of terrorism and weapons of mass destruction prior to September 11th. In fact, that was cited by National Security Advisor Condoleezza Rice in her testimony. There may be some questions about that. There's certainly going to be questions about Vice President Cheney's role on the events of September 11th itself. The commission is trying to put together a very detailed timeline for the events of the day and Vice President Cheney's own actions that day, as, of course, President Bush's as well, are going to be crucial to compiling that timeline.
Michael, thank you very much.
Anytime.
Michael Isikoff is an investigative correspondent for Newsweek magazine.